Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and I'm excited to be with you here today highlighting artists, art organizations, and programs that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. And today, my guest is Larry Brackner, a host of a sister program on the air, Art on the Air, and I'm delighted to have you. Larry, as I take up the microphone from my departing colleague, Dave Micah, have you any advice for me as a host on the air?
Well, my advice is, and thank you for having me on the show, is listen. Make sure you listen to your guests. And a lot of times the conversation doesn't go the way you want. I know we approach with my co-host, Esther Golden, on Art in the Air. We structure, the only structured question we probably ask beginning after the introduction is I ask their origin story, how they got from where they were to where they are now, which kind of warms them up. You may not have enough time. That's for our 23-minute interviews. But the trick is listen to what they have to say and follow. A good interviewer follows what's being said by the person that you're interviewing, and a lot of times it'll lead you to areas you don't know. But yeah, you obviously have to prepare. We both prepare for our interviews for Art in the Air, get the background and everything, like, so there's no surprises. I know one of the tricks in any interview is try to know the answer before you ask the question in most things, but that's probably one of the advice I think I would give about that process.
Okay, well, let's see if I've got it right for today. You are, amongst other things, a professional photographer. You have been a theater performer, producer, and director. You're a voiceover talent. But which hat are you wearing today as you speak with me?
Well, I would say I'm a guest of the show, so I haven't been a performer, actually, too much. I've mostly been producer, director in theater. I did about 41 years in theater. Started out as a lighting designer, got into producing, directing, and I did that for many years. At the Center for Visual Performing Arts, I was primarily running the facilities. Everywhere I was at during theater, I ran facilities, both at the school system in Highland, Center for Visual Performing Arts, and then later on at the school system in Munster, where I retired from. So as far as photography, I primarily do what I call fine art photography at a professional level. So I do a lot of exhibits and things like that. Also, I do some commercial work where people will hire me to do things and headshots and things like that. I used to do a lot of actor headshots in the field. And of course, you are seeing me, which of course our guests can't see. I'm sitting in my own studio at my home where I produce Art in the Air and also do voiceover work. In fact, I just recently did an audiobook for, it's actually a manual about how to use the Roku device. So yeah, those are some of the things I've been doing lately.
But you're also chair of the board at Lakeshore Public Media, is that right?
That's true. Well, I've been using this in our pledge drive, is that I've been associated with Lakeshore Public Media, then the WYN, starting out as a pledge host in 1993 on television, live television, and then was on the Citizens Advisory Board. And finally, in 2000, they sort of dragged me on to the regular board, and I've served in various positions, never as treasurer, thankfully, because that's one I always bowed out on. And I think the past 7 years, I've been board chair, so I've been a strong advocate, as I am for the arts, for public media, and especially our public media here. And, radio, I was really excited when we picked up radio about 16 years ago and added that to our mix, and now digital. So, as you know, public media is facing challenges right now, but I'm in there for the fight with it all.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the challenges that the public media and also cultural institutions in our region are facing?
Well, all not-for-profits are facing quite a bit of challenges with money. And of course, part of that is even starting with changes in what the way our things are doing. Fundraising is always a challenge. When things go up in price, an institution like Lakeshore Public Media rely on member support. And, having an ongoing, sustaining support level is increasingly difficult. And as you know, we recently, the state of Indiana zeroed out all their funding for all public broadcasting in the state. That's something that just got snuck in through the budget for next year. So while it doesn't have an immediate effect, it does have us, crunching our numbers and money. And so, those are some of the challenges that we're facing with public media and with all the arts in general. Arts in general could face that. In the United States, we underfund our arts compared to other Western countries in terms of how we do that.
When I first arrived here, I quickly sought out Lakeshore Public Media on the dial so that I could listen to its programming. What is it that public media provides for a community that perhaps commercial entities don't?
Well, public media is more independent. We're not relying on, we do have underwriters, which are kind of like the equivalent of commercials, but we don't rely on that. We work, I guess people are the public in public media, and that's the difference. Unlike commercial media of any kind, we can deliver a more unbiased take on things, and that's important. And what people often think about public, both TV and radio, is they think of us as PBS and NPR. And I always say, we always bring you the best of PBS and NPR in a pledge, but it's all about local, like Dee Dotson, who's sitting there with you right now doing Regionally Speaking. Chef Nick, we bring local programming, Art of the Air, Eye in the Arts Radio, that we're doing right now, things that are important to the Northwest Indiana community. And here's something where I always pitch is Northwest Indiana, depending on how you draw the boundaries, is about 700,000, 800,000 people. We deserve our own public TV and radio station. Because if you transplanted us out kind of in the middle of nowhere, we'd be about the size of Indianapolis. And so we deserve that. And we often live in the shadow of Chicago. And so sometimes we know more about what's going on in the city. So that's where we kind of shine a light in Northwest Indiana. And there are commercial entities that do that too in terms of radio TV. But there is no TV station that serves Northwest Indiana. The two commercial licenses basically serve Chicago. So I think we have a special mission there with our TV station and our radio operation to bring media and important issues to people.
And certainly on this program, we're focusing on the arts and culture of Northwest Indiana, although Chicago just has such an influence on that. Finally, what can our listeners do to help?
Well, the pitch is always like for Lakeshore Public Media and for all our entities, get involved, support them in whatever amount you can for Lakeshore Public Media, become a sustaining member, $5 a month. I mean, think about what you spend money on like Netflix and all the other associated things with that. $5 a month, $10 a month. You know, $10 a month is only 33 cents a day. I mean, and what can you buy for 33 cents a day? Well, you can make sure that this station is here. Same thing with all the arts that you go to. Go to exhibits, go out there and support the artists, especially living artists. Dead artists don't need the money is one of the famous sayings, but the living artists do. So support artists, support arts organizations like South Shore Arts, Chesterton Arts Center, Lebesnik, Art Barn, and so many other entities throughout Northwest Indiana. Be a patron in many ways that you can.
Well, thank you, Larry, for all that you do to support and encourage the arts in our region. I'll tell listeners I'm a proud sustaining member of this radio station. And I thank everyone for listening today. We'll be back next week to celebrate the arts in Northwest Indiana. Thank you all.
Thanks so much for having me on.